Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Sophia Maritza with your 8 a.m. Deadlines. In local news, a large fire was ablaze at Burleigh Heads National Park last night. Emergency services were called to the scene at 9:30 p.m. Five fire crews protected the area and found that no structures had been damaged. The national park, which suffered significant damage, is a critical koala habitat and tourist spot where campfires are banned. The fire burned out naturally at 11:30 p.m. and is being treated as suspicious by emergency services.
The National Fire and Eradication Program has introduced 5 biosecurity zones in central Queensland after fire ants were detected in the area. All 5 biosecurity zones are located in the Bowen Basin on predominantly coal mining land where the invasive species arrived on brick pallets from the southeast. Director Robbie Wilson stated the zones are to limit the flow materials that could house fire ants. The detection sites are contained and surrounded by an expanded 5 kilometer biosecurity zone radius. Manager of the Invasive Species Council said residents should not be concerned and calls for a continuation to funding.
In national news, a 25-year-old man has died and several others are receiving medical treatment after a gas leak at a restaurant in Sydney's northwest yesterday morning. Emergency services were called to Haveli Restaurant in Riverstone around 9 a.m. after the owner became concerned about welfare. 2 people believed to be working as cleaners were pulled from the building, one of them unresponsive and could not be revived. 5 police officers and 2 other people associated with the cleaning business are among those being treated. Chief Superintendent Jeff Hogan stated they detected extremely high levels of carbon monoxide and is still unclear what caused the leak.
A breastfeeding Gold Coast mother, Dr. Elise Turner, claimed she was told to leave Virgin Australia's Melbourne lounge. Staff members told her it made others uncomfortable and was asked to use the bathroom instead, despite explaining the breastfeeding is protected under the Sex Discrimination Act. The Australian Breastfeeding Association said the case showed continuing gaps in understanding women's rights. Virgin Australia has then apologized directly to Dr. Turner, confirming it had spoken with the staff member involved.
In international news, the United Nations Commission of Inquiry has concluded that Israel has committed and is committing genocide in Gaza. The commission described the blocking of aid and directly targeting civilians is aimed at the destruction of Palestinians. The inquiry has been following a 2-year investigation and through several assessments has labeled Israel's actions as genocide. The UN call has asked countries to stop providing Israel with equipment and arms that may be used for genocidal acts. Since the commission's release, Israel has denied the allegations and has called for the commission to be abolished, describing it as distorted and false.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 21 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 30 degrees. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 8, which is in the very high band. And that's all for your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.